Ira.
Good evening. It's nice to hear from you. I'm glad you're well.
Hey, I remembered. And shalom.
Baruch Hashem.
Have you started yet?
No, I'm waiting for another person to come on.
Okay, good. I'll be hanging in here unless you want to have something that would add to it add to the moment.
Yeah, no, as questions occur to you, just go ahead and ask.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, no.
Evening.
Good evening.
We are starting on Noah, and it's section 21, starting with verse 161, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkin David hilur himu hilur hilur himu. Le'akta l'shem yud hei bavav hei b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ahimu amadunai Elohim v'aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nanei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nanehu Tach I'm getting a lot of static. I will mute your phone by pressing star 6, and let's see if that cuts it off. And then when you want to ask a question, go ahead and press star 6 again. Tachatze ofake pinchas b'shata. Tekane liovada zimri atkein lechai berit biatreya ugin kach ketiv hinani notein loet beriti shalom bekis samach dalad Divgin in chasawa umechatata Hawaleya v'pinchas v'hai berit elahaka Itkeshar mila v'dukeya Inni noten lo et beriti Uma eten lo shalom leitcha bira perit bi aitreya v'yalda hinani no ten lo et periti ume shalom teihu atreya leitcha bira haba Bahaday Madit Parash Mineya Bechovaihu Begine Itchabar Beya Bialda Hoel Behu Atken Milakidukti Mikam Bedukteya mikan uchaliya behaita lo uzaro acharav berit kachu keunat olam tachat asher kine lelo kiav wigomer. Come and see. The same applies to Pinchas, who was zealous because of what Zimri had done. By his actions, he reinstated the covenant and returned it to its proper place. That is why it is written, "Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace." Can one really accept the idea that Pinchas was the reason for the peace? What controversy did Pinchas have regarding the covenant? That here, in the word peace, everything was connected to its right place. Meaning, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. But what shall I give him? The covenant? Peace? Which means supernal mating? So that the covenant can be connected to its proper place, which is Malchut. That is why it is written, I give to him my covenant of peace. And what is peace? It is the place with which to connect. It is the mating with Malchut, referred to by the term peace. Malchut that was disconnected from it, from Yesod, and as a result of the sins of Israel, was attached to it, to Pinchas. He was the person who returned the covenant to its place for all time. And he shall have it, and the covenant of an everlasting peace priesthood shall belong to his seed after him, because he was zealous for his Elohim. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, this is a familiar story of Pinchas with Zimri, and I guess because of what had happened, that was, as the wording that the last two verses have given us, that they broke the altar. And because of Pinchas' zealousness for his Elohim, and really struck them both, that Hashem struck his covenant of peace, although we know that the word shalom in the Torah had a broken vow, so I always felt like that was because it wasn't a whole peace, because somebody had to die. But Hashem did make his covenant with a peace with Pinchas, and he became the next in line for priesthood, which wouldn't have been possible if you had killed someone. So, but he didn't think about his own future. And so that repaired the altar.
That repaired the covenants. It reattached Malchut to Yesod. Or conversely, it reattached Yesod to Malchut.
It also really lets you see the metaphor of the sexual mating within a marriage, how closely that metaphor is to our intimacy and closeness to Hashem is.
Very true. A marriage is a strong connection to Hashem.
Right.
That's why Hashem created marriage, to give human beings the opportunity to learn to live with something opposite of themselves, so that the whole idea of infinity or infinite beings and finite beings can dwell together. This is the essence of Hashem is infinite, and human beings are finite. But there's another way of understanding this in addition to what you've described, and that is, with the broken vav, it breaks into a yud and a vav. Both letters are the male aspects of Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. But if you read Shalom with just the yud, it becomes shalim. And shalim means complete. What is peace?
It's complete certainty.
Serenity. But what is serenity? It's completion. So these verses that where Hashem gives the Jewish people shalom, peace, in this particular case, he gave Pinchas completion. Pinchas died. We learn that from the Ari. Pinchas died, but he received the souls of Nadab and Abihu. They became a Gilgul, a cohabitant with his soul. As you said, Chana, a priest who kills cannot continue to be a priest, because a priest is only about chesed, only about loving kindness. But what does it take to correct the altar? This is the question. This is the discussion. What it takes is completion. To fix the altar takes completion. Completion of a task. Completion of a project. Completion of a life. Completion of the tikkun. That's what this verse is talking to us about. Verse 162, unless you want to continue the conversation.
Well, I kind of felt like that incident from the Torah, it was sort of a culmination of Balaam's actions. You know, after that, you don't hear from him too much. You know, it's like, okay, he said, well, I can't curse them, but I'll tell you how you can curse them, get them to intermarry with the Midianite women. And then after this incident and the plague is ended, then, you know, you don't hear from Balaam after that. It's like, okay, his role diminished.
It's explained in the Zohar that he was killed in a very unique way. It was explained about being able to fly without airplanes and without flying rugs, just to be able to fly. And he used his magic to fly, and one of the nephews of Moses had been taught how to do that. So they flew after each other, and he couldn't catch him until finally Moses gave him some additional push, and he caught up with Balaam and slaughtered him.
I don't think I heard that one before.
It's in the Zohar in the Parsha of Pinchas, towards the end of the section. You can read it there.
Okay. Well, I suppose though, Balaam probably reincarnated to someone because, you know, and did eventually have some sort of tikkun for the better. If Jezebel did, then I'm sure Balaam could too.
Pinchas was complete.
Well, not
it was Nadab and Abihu who needed to do the correction. So they continued to use Pinchas' body. And some say that it was the combination of all three being male that gave the rejuvenated Pinchas, the ability to live a long time, like 600-700 years. And that is what ultimately he did something wrong in the book of Judges with respect to the daughter of the judge who defeated the people who lived in the Gaza area, the Philistines. He defeated them, and then he had taken a vow that the first thing out of his house would be forfeit.
Yeah,
it turned out to be his daughter welcoming her father home. And so, but Pinchas, who had become the high priest for all those many years, was able to abdicated the vow. He could have nullified the vow. But he refused to travel from Shiloh, where the altar had been left, to where the Iftach, I think was the judge's name, where he was living. And so the daughter was sacrificed, God forbid. Because Pinchas allowed her to die in that way, rather than get out of his own way, you know, because he was the high priest, they should come to him. So Nadab and Abihu, based on that, left the combined body, and Pinchas died at that point. And the Nadab and Abihu reincarnated or became a Gilgul in Samuel. And then ultimately they moved into the person known as Eliyahu HaTishbi, and then ultimately Eliyahu the prophet, who became the famous Eliyahu, who travels up and down between heaven and earth all the time. But Pinchas actually died. His soul died. His body didn't die until that incident with the daughter. But his soul died when he, the Midrash says, when he saw the 60,000 members of the tribe of Shimon coming to kill him for killing Kozbi and Zimri, his out of fear, his soul fled. But in essence, his zealousness was the completion. He fixed the altar, so he completed the altar, the reconnection between Yesod and Malchut, and he completed his own tikkun, his own corrections, all at the same time. And that's why one of the explanations for why that spot vav is split, because the yud becomes shalim, and the vav itself, the shorter vav that is created from the splitting, becomes their unfin, and represents the two males of Nadav and Abihu.
Okay, I don't remember if it was your teaching or someone else, but during that reading, same like I remember that when we read it in Hebrew, that we're to stop there and visualize the vav as coming together.
Correct.
So that would symbolize Yesod and Malchut repairing
coming together. That's
in our world.
Correct.
As we do. Okay.
That would visualize Zerantin coming down to Malchut.
Okay. It's good when we can see it relate to today. I like that.
Okay. It is. So I'll go on to verse 162, or should
okay.
I hold off for the balance of today, and we'll do the next two, which complete the section tomorrow.
Well, let's do that. Let's wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, I think that was my grandson. That called a while ago, so I'm going to have to call him back. Okay. Thank you.
Class is tonight at the 7 o'clock West Coast time, your time 9 o'clock, and Ira's time at 10 o'clock. We will have questions and answers. So
okay.
Hopefully we'll see you then.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.